We are having a Zen opening of the Don and Wynn Show. All right, Don, are you there?
I'm hearing an echo. Hi.
The old echo in the head routine. Welcome, America.
Welcome to the Don and Wynn Show. Happy to have you here with us.
Welcome to the world.
That's right. And we're in it.
So
look out.
And our great love and prayers to everyone out there who is, what are we going to say? Those people that
aren't us.
And if you don't need them, add to sending them to the people that need them.
Exactly. See how simple it is, folks? Coming to the Don and Wynn Show is a real eye-opener, ear-popper, head-knocker.
Where our hope is to make the law of one the inactive...
The law of many.
...reality.
Exactly.
Was that a Freudian slip?
What's that?
What did you say, the law of... I said the law of one.
Yeah, we're trying to make it the law of many.
The law of many.
Yeah, well, you know, because we're all about many-ness.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Many-ness.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we've got our work cut out for us.
Well, actually, we can't do much more than give people reason to be inspired. To inspire themselves. Well, you know what? Why don't we let our listeners inspire...
us.
Our other
Yeah, exactly. Inspire us. Give us a call. 877-876-5227. Save us from ourselves.
We know there's the listeners out there that have something to share with the world. All we ask is it's something that makes people more joyous, more fulfilled.
Makes you more, you know? I mean, something that we can give you that'll make you more of you.
Okay.
Right, Wynn?
You better give them my phone number again.
530-876-3222. That's our direct line. You can actually reach us on that number.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a Canadian number.
How about the 800 numbers?
Yeah, the 877-876-5227. Don't you just like the way I elevate my voice at the very end of that?
Very good, yes.
And then we have a Canadian number.
Okay.
But that starts with 888. And I don't know the rest of it. You got to go to bbsradio.com. And then you can figure out what the missing piece is to that number. And if you go to the TNT board right now, a friend of mine actually posted this beautiful picture of a horse. There's this, I mean, amazing. I have never seen a horse so beautiful in my life. The kind of horse that you don't lead to water. You know, you ride them to the pond.
I'm sitting here opening up BBS Radio because I want to see this horse.
This trusted news trader, right? I think Drum Spirit. It was a long thread. And he posted this picture of a beautiful horse.
Who's Drum Spirit? That's not...
That's Dennis and Jara.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew it sounded familiar. They've been having some really great shows.
They're great people.
I think they have...
They have talent. They really do. They just don't have as much time as they'd like, because it's to put on a great show like that takes time, and they do it excellently.
They actually produce their shows.
They do.
The Don and Wynn Show.
That's right.
We don't produce the Don and Wynn Show. Don and I just
do
jump
it.
Off,
we just do it.
Jump off of a diving board and, as we say, let's see where we land.
That's right. We're the doers. They're the producers.
We
just do anything and produce nothing.
Well, you know what? Frank Sinatra had a song about that, you know.
Blue Eyes?
Yeah, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, old Blue Eyes. Wasn't that the name of the song?
Yeah, it was Doobie 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 Doo. Well, I got you to laugh. That's an accomplishment. Don, I have to say it, that I miss your mother, man.
Oh.
I miss mother listening to us.
Oh, she's listening to us, I'm sure.
Well, I hope she's not, because I don't want her to be in the astral plane. I want her to go further than that. But.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure she's way out there by now.
Mm-hmm.
She's been gone a while. She put on her jet skis and just took off.
For those of you who are listening, Don's mother was the...
originator.
The what?
Originator.
Well, she was the referee between Don and I. Whenever we got in over our heads, she would correct us. She would send... She didn't take sides, either. You know, she didn't take... She considered me her honorary son. And we could always count on an email...
from her, yeah.
After the show.
Yeah. Yeah, she's probably happy, though. You know, I look around in this world and I realize it's going to take people with character, with love. Really, that's it. You don't need to be brainiac. You know, we didn't come here being brainiacs knowing it all anyway, so I figure all we got is what we need. And that means we can just put our heart to any situation, simplify it, and win the day. It's really that easy. But a lot of people take it a little more complex all the time. They'll simplify it, and I think that the beauty is that there are people today that really want to bring that back. And there's a lot of pain out there, you know, so it's, and people have led long lives, and it's up to us now to change things with our hearts. And we are. I mean, wow, look all over the place. I have never, ever in all my life, not just seen so much vast, organized corruption, but I've never in my life could have ever imagined this much global, concerted, criminal efforts on the part of our so-called leadership. It's, it defies even my imagination. I would have never got there from here had I thought about that. So it's, you know, we're living in extraordinary times. And we can be extraordinary people.
Hey, Don, I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
I can't open up bbsradio.com on my computer.
Really?
Yeah. The server is not responding. Now, I went on to another tab.
Let's have a look, see.
And I opened up Amazon, no problem. So... I'm connected to the internet.
All right. Well, I opened it up. There it is. Gee, look at that good looking website.
All right. Well,
look at that Buddha. And you know what, people? Do this with me. If you're out there and you're of a spiritual mind and you want to give a hand in the best way you can, focus in on that website. Give it love. Energize the mystical Buddha. Send energy and love into it and tell it to spread out worldwide. That's what I do. You think I'm crazy? Hey, I am. I'm a little nutty. I got a pillow and a little blanket on a marble floor. And when it gets busy around here, I sleep right here. And I send out at night. I'll sit in front of my computer and before my meditation, I'll send waves and waves and waves of energy and love. After I get into maybe, a theta type of meditation, just before I enter that, you know, I'll be sending just massive energy I can bring into myself, into the image of the Buddha, and then try to spread it throughout the world. And that's what I've been doing ever since we created it. I don't know whether it works or not. Truly don't.
What a nice idea.
Well, I think that if they're energies and we can shape them with our mind and our conscious intent, why not give it a go? So that's what I've been doing, and I don't know. It makes me feel good. But you know, that would be the best way I could suggest if anybody ever wants to just give us a hand. Just pour the love into that and just always pray that we'll always be of the highest integrity and the highest good, and that when people come there, they're going to feel that because they're going to receive it. Yeah, that'd be a landmark help, believe me. It's touching the quality. It's getting the quality of our feelings out there, making the extra out-of-the-box efforts. It changes us, too. I mean, as it's changing us, it's changing everything around us. Yeah. If it starts talking to you, though, give us a call. We want to interview you.
I just went on Google, Don.
Right.
I looked up BBS radio and I got it, right?
Right, right.
And then I clicked on it. I still can't get in, man.
You can't get in?
I can't get into your website.
Wow. You're kidding, right?
No.
Hmm.
No. I'm going into the People Speak.
You
hear the People Speak? You know what that is?
The People Speak? I know what they are, yeah.
They have a whole bunch of promotion on BBS Radio.
Well, The People Speak is an excellent show. And, you know, they just do, great interviews, fantastic interviews, and hard-hitting ones, too.
Uh-oh. Did you know you have competition on BBS Radio?
Really?
There's another BBS Radio out there?
Oh, there's a bunch of them coming out now. I've seen a few countries start up BBS radio shows. I've done search on Yahoo and Google. I've seen that MSN, folks, is the only only search engine that I know of that will allow porno companies to use information from a website and then have it point to a porno page. They're the only company, and I've seen 3 out of the 70 searches. If you type in bbsradio.com, you'll see 3 porno sites. They have websites, and it says BBS in the string, and then it says, and if you donate to Ron Paul, blah, 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 right there on the Google page. Then click it, and goes right to this porno site. And they have 3 of them. And MSN's the only one that allows that, if anybody wants to really know. There's something to know.
Okay.
Yahoo won't. I haven't seen that, and I don't see it by Google.
Now, do you know that one of your
and MSN has the worst search results of anything I've ever seen. Compared to the other two, they're negligible. In fact, I give my word that since that last search, I recall. Okay, but I'm going to tell you exactly the way I see it. I haven't used the MSN search engine for years. Years. Why? It's that bad. It's pathetic. You can't find really what you're looking for, and then most of it's irrelevant, and then a lot of it's junk. And then they give you fewer search engines and then tie real massive type junk on the end of anything, so that somehow they're showing you a lot of results, but there really isn't many results. What I'd call results, I'd call it a mishmash of crap. Mostly. Hate to rain on their parade, but MSN, you know, I've been doing this a while. and I check our stats programs and everything else, and you do about the worst of the worst of the big three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no wonder they want to buy Yahoo.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
You don't want Bill Gates to be your enemy?
Bill Gates ain't my enemy. No, I have no enemies, my friend. Why would I have an enemy?
Here is.
I'm gonna call him on it. You know, he can. You know, we're talking a multi-billion dollar industry. They can do better. And if I see our meta tags and slogans and things directly off our website, right on their search engine, coming up with links to porno sites, I mean, get with it there, Microsoft. What the heck? I mean, Bill, look, do your job, man. Quit putting all your money into some foundation. You should be putting some of it into your search engine.
Okay, Bhutan. Where is Bhutan?
Huh? Bhutan? Okay. Bhutan, I don't know. That's another PBS radio, isn't it? Bhutan something service.
I think Bhutan Broadcasting Service.
Yeah, I think there's a few. China and Japan have one now. You've got...
Bhutan, I believe, is Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, there's a few. I'm telling you, every now and I've noticed people even got... Someone even... You know, took old domains that we had, and like, it's really strange. I don't know what to make of it, to be quite honest with you. People are starting to grab our BBS domain and, you know, pick up anything similar to it. Now there's really nothing available, but they're, you know, others are using the name and their tags and AM and FM stations and so on. So, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. And there's more search engine type funky ranking services out there now, which all want to claim your name. So they start ranking you. They don't know anything about you, but they try to rank you, and so they get up there. So there's a lot of weirdness out there. It's still the same old big pharma, big porno, and software giants that are really leading the spam, right? And big insurance companies are the ones leading the internet game. The reason I call it a game is because gambling and big insurance are the two companies. Here, I'll tell you the three. Big movies, portals, insurance companies, auto and home, and gambling companies are the ones that are really out there just they're building, they got these website builders that replicate themselves. And people had created software that you can take all this information and then hit a button and then it automatically changes the entire look and feel of the website with the same information. And then they just start propagating that out there. And then they pull in tags from you or this, that, and the other. Why? I have no idea. They're trying to saturate themselves out there in the market, and they spam a lot. It's always the big companies that, you know, it's like the big virus companies creating the viruses so that they can protect you. Same thing. We talked about this before. Nothing special.
Now, here is Creation Lightship.
Love Ron Amatron. Love him. I got to tell you, out of all the shows we have, I would have to say Ron Amatron is one of the strongest, constantly strongest listenerships that I've ever seen. Ever! And people phone me up loving what how they feel after he's on there. And if he doesn't get on time, you think we get problems? Yeah, they got tons of calls coming at me. So, I mean, yeah, he's doing something right. Honestly, he's got the people's attention. He's doing something that makes them happy. That I can gauge.
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Ron believes Jesus prophesied them. I bet you didn't know that.
Well, you know, I've heard it all. You know, like many people believe they're prophets, right? Look at Bill Deagle, modern-day prophet, right? And others like to slightly say, hey, I'm a modern-day prophet. But they won't put it out on the, you know, they won't get it as far as pinning it. But a lot of people seem to believe that they are here as prophets. And why not? Prophets of change. Hey, tell you what, I look at the heart of a man and I see what they're doing and I say, yep, acceptable and loving. I don't care if they want to call themselves Buddha. Maybe they like Buddha and they just want to, you know, be one with them. To be quite honest, you know, names, this, that, and the other, doesn't bother me so much. I feel that many people at this timeline are pretty incredible people that have lived before. The people that are on Earth now, many of them are probably so remarkable and yet don't even know who they are. And I'm sure many of these people that are here today walked and talked with the Christ. So, who am I to say? I mean, I don't know. You know, I really have no clue.
I'm just looking here at all the websites that mention BBS Radio.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot.
Do you know how many there are?
Well, we haven't even started. You got to remember, we probably have more websites that mention us than most other radio networks. But we're about to roll in another, I would almost have to say, 150,000 pages will be rolling into the search engine soon. Because none of our archives, nor the archive pages, nor the archive descriptions, are yet able to be picked up by the search engines, because we didn't code them that way. We coded them in such a ways that it doesn't even write the page till you get there. So that there's some big changes. We've already set it up with one of the hosts, and we're going to start setting up with a few more next week, and just taking it a little slow, because remember, if there's so many hosts now, if we screw something up, it's a nightmare, so we really want to take this one slow and make sure it works the way we think. And we're excited. It's working already. A couple little things to finish off, but looks like it's going to be everything we wanted and more. So we're excited, yeah. And all that will be rolling into the search engine, so you can imagine these hosts will be getting your descriptions up and, you know, people will be more compliant, I think, in that respect, getting descriptions up for their archives, because once it lands in the search engine, it starts to propagate. But we're gonna have a really great year here. Yeah.
So it looks like Hillary's not gonna be the Democratic candidate, doesn't it?
Pardon me. Well, of course not. When the Trilateral Commission says she's the chosen, and they lie, you had to know that Obama was the guy. Now that Obama's the guy, of course, remember that first kiss, hello, between the two of them? I should be your vice president. No, you could be mine.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like hallway sex? Well, now it's coming into that again, but see, here's an interesting thing.
Do you think she's going to be his vice president?
Well, look, tough to say. How much dirt does she have on others, and how far is she willing to go? Well, we know that the family is aligned with so many murders that I've read about, you know, that are indirectly tied or so on, that it's just amazing. I mean, amazing. It is stunning, to be quite honest. More than anything I've ever read from about any other president. So it amazes me. So are they capable of going the distance and creating enough, corrupt ruckus that they get their way? Don't know. How far are they embedded with the real, the money? pretty far, I'd have to say, considering how much money they've made in the last few years and where they are today and what's going on with their family and Bush Sr. and Bush Jr. Raping people out of their donations on TV for this Katrina thing, right?
Raping people? Who I don't understand. Who are they raping? You talking about Hillary?
No, Bush Sr. and Clinton, when they got on together and they did the fundraiser for when the big quake and the tsunami hit in India.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, they're close. It's a little dynasty of chicklets. Okay. And is she going to get her vice presidency? Is she going to get her foot in the door? Well, her foot's already in the door, folks. It's been there. And her husband. Is she going to be able to influence this? Well, look who's behind Obama, Brzezinski, right? We know he's shown himself to be of a flavor that wishes some form of control. Extreme. And with that kind of money backing him, will that play take place? Could be. It would be advantageous for them to keep many of the secrets, as many as they can, under wraps for as long as they can, and to continue to influence our government down the path that they wish, to make sure that the foreign interests can buy us up and that America has no will and no strength, the people have no will and no strength ever again to fight these bankers or kick them out, which other countries have done, and which I think we're going to do. They see a little differently, of course. Is it likely? Yeah, I would say it's a 50-50. I think they gave us the glimpse of that early on, and they're going to cement it. It's kind of like that show and tell, the way these Illuminati like to think. Now, I don't know. You know, they're nutty. Hard for me to figure it out. It's another game. I mean, when murder is involved with suffering, and it's orgasmic to them, because it is, because they got all the money. So the suffering must give them an orgasm. Let's get them off.
Hey, did you know that you got interviewed in Germany?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who John Kuhl is?
John Kuhlis. Untold Mysteries.
Yeah.
No, who is he?
Pardon me?
Yeah, I know John Kuhlis.
He did a great interview with you.
He always does a good interview. He's a good interviewer. He's in Sweden.
He's not on BBS Radio, is he?
Used to be.
Used to be.
Used to be.
So did he interview on BBS?
He used to have a show on here, yeah. And I recommend his show to anybody. Got a great show.
No, he typed up some of your interview, and it looks great.
Hmm.
You want to hear what you said?
Do I want to hear myself through your lips? Sure.
I'll read it to you. We also desired building an area where people could post their thoughts, ideas, and articles relating to current global events, spirituality, and changes in the human condition, changes to our planet, our divine relationship to the Creator and the Law of One, free energy, star visitors, and much more. It is important to us that people become aware of what is happening to the Earth and the people that inhabit it. Our Earth is going through a translation that could lead to severe changes. We may be able to prevent some of these by understanding who we are, and why we are here. That sound familiar?
Yeah, it's from our About Us page.
Yeah. It's from where?
Well, if you go to About Us on the website, there's a link. Yeah, there's some text that we wrote when we first started it, and, it's stayed the same.
It's coming in on Nibiru.
Nibiru.nl?
Yeah, Nibiru.
From the Netherlands? Yeah. Yeah, that's John.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Okay. I don't know if anyone's listening to us tonight.
I don't think anybody's listening to us.
We're not getting any phone calls.
Not one.
Well, not, on,
nobody ever phones us.
We need to give readings.
I give readings. You'll like my kind of reading. I'm good at it. I'll give you a reading.
Guess what? I just got into BBS Radio.
Well, see, it wasn't hard.
Oh, well, I couldn't do it before. It wasn't coming up. Right.
Well, I tend to think, you know, that search engines are using their ability to streamline data to their advantage. And they can now work the nodes, the communication lines, to such a degree as they can curb where information goes, how fast it goes there. Imagine this. Let's say you're at node 19 and this goes to the eastern part of the U.S. There's this Truth Talking website and you've got these, let's say, three nodes. You just slow them up a bit for that data.
Mm-hmm.
You'll lose so many listeners just because of that. I mean, they've got a pretty good handle, I think, on controlling the depth and breadth of and reach of information, streamlining. Who cares about the data? If you can get it wherever you want after point A to who you want when you want, you know. I see more and more of that being done because the government showed what it'll do with wiretapping. It showed that it'll kill people without telling you, start wars without your permission. It shows you exactly what it's going to do and what it will do now. And that's the internet. And they've already stated in their documentations it should be treated as a public enemy. And it's a big threat to them. And so, unfortunately, anything that talks truth is a threat to them. So they're you know, using their, you know, ability to curb that. It's unfortunate. It really is. Because I'm hearing more and more of it. More and more and more of it by website owners. And what does it ultimately mean, Miss Sue? Beats me. I mean, if they keep doing it silently and quietly, they could literally work a website down to nothing, couldn't they? Quietly. With you very little the wiser. It's amazing.
Hey, who is Lady Athena? That's a new one.
Yeah.
Lady Athena. Do you know who Lady Athena is?
Do I know her?
Yeah.
Well, she has a show with us. There's a few of them that do. There's Athena Starr, right? Athena Sharon. They both have shows with us. Lady Athena. Commander Lady Athena. The voice of the Ashtar Command.
I just went to her website.
Are you working on the web while you're trying to give an interview on the air or be on the air?
No, I'm finding...
What are you doing?
I'm finding...
What the hell are you doing?
I'm finding all the things that BBS Radio comes up with.
Oh, yeah. Go to a search engine, type in bbsradio.com, or type in BBS Space Radio and put quotes around it.
Yeah.
Or BBS Space Radio or BBS Radio. But you can type it in a bunch of different ways. You get a bunch of different amounts and figures and things. But
hey, Don, let's share with our listeners. This is something I'd like to share. And the best free, there's a lot of free things on the internet that people don't know about. Do you know about them?
Of course.
Like, what are some of the best free things you found?
Well, there's porno sites, e-cards, and email.
Porno sites, e-cards,
and email.
Okay.
Okay.
So which would you like to share with our listeners first?
Well, I'll let you decide.
Let me decide?
Yeah.
Well,
it's your game.
I brought it up, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Go with porno sites.
Well, I think one really good site is something that I've been using that I believe is owned by AOL. And
God, I don't use AOL. Hate AOL.
You do?
Oh,
well,
God.
Still, still a good site.
I mean, you want to talk about a company I abhor?
Mm-hmm.
It would be AOL. If I had to pick out every internet-related company in the world, I'd single out AOL, put it in a category by itself, and say this thing stinks, sucks.
Mm-hmm.
This thing doesn't quite, I couldn't quite give you all the wonderful expletives I'd like to about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're using it, get rid of it. That's what I will say.
Mm. All right, well, let's go on to the next thing I was going to recommend.
Yeah, I don't even post stories by AOL, AOL News, or anything like it. It's a funny farm over there. Funny farm and funny farm in the news. It is so absolutely... Oh, God. I can't describe it the way I feel whenever I think about it, but it's a funny farm.
So I shouldn't tell people this free service that they have.
AOL, I wouldn't take it if they gave it to me with money every month.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay.
They couldn't pay me to use them.
Now I'm stuck. What am I going to share? Okay, here's another one. Online storage for people that travel around that are going to use different computers that are afraid of their hard drive crashing and...
Yeah, online storage.
Yeah, there's a lot of free online storage right now. Most of them are giving you 5 gigabytes for free. And some of it, actually, one that I had used quite successfully for a while was eSnips.com. Because you can put pictures up there, you can share audios, you can store audios, and you can also share them with other people. You can keep it private or you can make it open to the world. So for no money, you can have 5 gigabytes of storage at eSnips.com.
There you have it, folks. If you're interested in a little extra storage.
You never heard of eSnips, did you?
You need to put your stuff away.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Well, for important files you want to share, it's a really great deal.
Excellent fact.
Okay. Okay, Don. Now you got to share a site.
You want me to share a site?
Yeah.
There's a lot of sites I'd like to share.
Share your favorite porno site.
My favorite porno site. You know, I can't remember the names of them after I visit them. It's kind of like somebody who dies. You forget the name.
Okay.
I don't visit a lot of porno sites.
Let's see.
In fact, I don't visit very many at all except to check through my... none at all, actually. Except to check through my the statistics and find out which ones are linking to us and why they got our codes in their website. That's about it.
Hey, are you noticing the time is speeding up?
You know, I think something's going on that it can only be felt at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I, it feels like time's speeding up. Maybe I think we are speeding up.
You think who's speeding up?
I think maybe we're speeding up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think time really is a. I don't. That's why I'd almost have to say time. I don't know whether there's even such a thing.
Well, time is an illusion anyway. Time is an illusion so we can experience something, right?
If you say so.
Well, that's what that's what most of the spiritual tracts say, and it seems to fit with me.
Yeah. I would have to say that it feels like, I mean, if you measure time the way it's measured now, yeah, it's swimming by. Moving at the speed of light.
I mean, people are going through changes. They're getting a little dizzy. Some of them, like the days are going boom, 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 boom. What does that mean?
Well, it means they ought to get off the Ritalin. Or the Prozac.
Mm-hmm. Get off the Ritalin.
Get off of it, man.
If time is
get
enough.
Off. And then get back on again.
Mm-hmm. Get back
find,
on it.
You find that picture of that horse?
Well, you know what? I forget all about that.
No, that horse there, that's some horsey.
Let me see now.
Like some mane. Some mane.
Where is the horse?
Well, it's somewhere on the TNT board. I mean, I don't know. Find that horsey and you win.
I'm looking for your TV shows.
Are you looking for my TV shows?
Any TV shows on BBS.
A TV? You're looking for a TV show on BBS radio?
No, if I get to TNT, I just scroll down, right? And I see Trusted News Trader. Okay. I'm looking for horses. I see Mad Dogs. Oh, that's you. Mad Dogs.
I'm Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Who said that?
I'm so mad, I'm mad.
Where did that come from? I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Do you remember?
Indiana Jones?
No.
Clinton.
It was a movie.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a movie called Network.
Network the 13th?
You didn't see it, did you?
Probably.
Okay. So, look, I'm scrolling down here.
I'll see everything eventually.
And I'm looking for the horses.
You got to look for a while. You know, it's there somewhere. There's horsies there. There's horsies. There be horsies there.
They're horsing around.
Well, somewhere. There'll be a picture of a good horse.
So is it right on the front page of TNT?
One of the posts. By Drum Spirit. I can't tell exactly which post it was, but it was a pretty long thread.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I'm not going to find it. There's too much here. I'm not going to ever find it.
We got some posters, finally.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting, like, 20 posts a day, it looks like.
Yeah, there's a few. It's the place, we call it the place where thinkers come to play. To trade news.
All right. Anyone wants to go
trade the trusted news.
Anyone wants to go to the TNT board, you just go to BBS Radio's main page.
Well, just go to trustednewstrader.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No spaces? Trustednewstrader.com.
Sure, it'll take you there.
Yeah. Hey, you know who one of your biggest posters is Zany Mystic.
Zany's the man. He's coming up next, in fact, with a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. If you guys haven't gone out and bought a good book, his is a good book to buy, too. You know, yours is great. His is spectacular. Get out there and buy his book. Yeah, I mean, if you like great writing with wit, humor, intensity, and intelligence and wisdom, heart, yeah. Pick up a copy of Zany's book.
Now we have Robotic School Demonstrated. Did you read about that?
I read everything. I read it all. Just about everything on there I read.
RoboCop.
That's my little home away from home, the TNT board. It's a place I can go, I can read, I can post.
Mm-hmm.
I can get something off my chest, or I can just read enough till I cry, or read a little bit more till I get angry, and read a little bit more and take a walk, and read a little bit more and have a few beers. But always, always, and encouraged, read a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
TNT board really kind of sums it all up. If you're looking for information, do a search on it, on the TNT board. We probably posted something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has an opinion. Oh, we've got another 5 minutes. So if anybody wants to call in, it's 877-876-5227. And for the next caller who calls in, we're going to give you a, Wynn's going to drive you to China.
Did you read the link that Vinny Mystic posted on the Hathor's Earth Magnetic Link?
The Hathor's post? Yeah, I read that. I thought it was excellent. Tom Kenyon, the Hathor's.
Yeah.
I think Tom Kenyon is a brilliant psychologist.
Has he ever been on BBS?
I think maybe. I believe so. He might have been interviewed. I mean, everybody eventually gets around to being interviewed with us.
He'd be a good person. Maybe I would love to have him on the Donna Lynn Show.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. I think Tom's a star. He's one of the people that channel stuff I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the phone's ringing.
Oh, we have a caller.
God, we had to offer him a trip to China.
We did. Well, you're going to drive him to China. I didn't tell him that, you know, you'd drive him without a motor.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Wynn, how you doing?
Hey, Don, I was curious, you guys were talking about your mom, and was she involved in the whole concept of BBS?
Well, you know, she knew about it.
Well, you said something about you did it for her or something. I just wondered if she was, like, an inspiration on it or something.
No, the inspiration that started BBS, hate to tell you, was out of anger and love.
Okay.
That's really where it started. It started out of anger and love. I used the word anger first because it started out as a blog, and I was just rip-roaring upset at the way things were, and I wanted to see change. I wanted to see it now, and I was going to do something about it, and it led to where it is now.
Just because there wasn't another website like that on the Internet anywhere?
Yeah, I didn't see any at the time, and it was sorely needed.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's amazing, you know, the power of the Internet. And you've done a great job. I must be your biggest fan. I've called in before.
How wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I really enjoy you guys.
John, you're hogging the conversation.
What's up, Wynn?
Uh-oh. All right, I better let Wynn...
We don't even know our name.
We don't, yeah, but see, names have never been important.
That's right. Who cares? It's just your biggest fan.
We don't even know the city she's in. What city are you in?
This is Brenda from Plano, Texas.
Plano, Texas.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Plano is so plain. Do you?
Not at all.
All right. They just did that so people wouldn't move there.
It used to be a blink your eye, and it's been under construction for the last 30 years. It's now the All-American City.
Kind of like El Paso. It used to be a drive-by.
What's that?
Kind of like the city of El Paso. I remember when I first moved to Texas, I drove by it, went into this old saloon off the side of the freeway somewhere. It was like the ghost town, dirt, nothing. And now look at El Paso.
Saloon town. You live in Texas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to live in Houston.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's why I'm not nowhere there.
Las Vegas used to be a ghost town.
Where in Canada were you guys from?
Vancouver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Well, I'll let you guys go. I just wanted to say hi, and, I was just...
Well, why don't you stick around, Brenda? Let's close. You're going to close out with Calling in the Light. We've got 2 minutes before... our favorite show's on, which is, of course, Fireside Chat with Zany. So before we get to him, let's have you join us.
Oh, I'd love to. I have another question for you, too, Don, real quick.
Sure.
You were talking about you're updating the website or something where, I guess you don't really have like a search engine right now on all the archive stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, nothing for that yet. That's really a part of it, yeah. All our archives are dynamically written, so it's, yeah, it was something we did. We should have done it differently, but, you know, after all the years and all this information that we're going to finally be able to blend into the search, it's going to be beautiful.
That's great, yeah. Because there's some really good stuff on you know, the different shows. And
I agree.
It would be nice to kind of zero in by a search word or something and go right to it.
Yeah, I agree. And they'll have podcasts. They'll have station feeds for each station. They'll have high-quality files. They'll have the video files if they're ready and flash files if they're ready. They'll have comments and ratings. They'll have everything.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're quite the little webmaster there.
Well, I'm not doing the code. I don't know enough for that sort of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it is a beautiful website,
well,
and I send it love all the time.
Oh, you're beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, good.
All right, Wynn, take it away.
Thank you, Brenda, for saying hello. You know who else we should have on the show besides Tom Kenyon? Did you ever see the website Just Channeling?
Yeah, but we have 30 seconds.
So we're not going to talk anymore, all right? All right, guys, it's just getting good. We actually had a caller, and now we got to say goodbye. You see?
Yeah, they waited too long. Everybody waits too long.
I was going to call earlier, but my kid needed me. I got distracted for a while there. So anyway, and I love the call in the light part, too. And I'm honored to join you guys.
Well,
today.
Thank you for joining us.
This is our end of our show where we actually put the law of one into action. You know, people that study metaphysical things know that we exist in other dimensions, in metaphysical dimensions, outside of our body. But we don't see those things. So this is where you have to, if you're not familiar with that idea, apply a little faith that maybe it works that way, because that part of you responds to intention. So what we do at the end of BBS Radio is to create an intention, to create a few seconds, few moments of oneness, that will rejoin our energies together, and then we invite those positive energies on the other side of the veil to join with us. And we create an environment where you can put an intention into that environment, and you have a lot of support in other dimensions for that intention to occur for the highest good. So this planet needs positive intentions. And so we're going to do that now. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each listener tonight on the Don and Wynn Show on BBS Radio, to surround and protect Don and myself and Brenda, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and to the center of the earth. And right now, we ask for everyone who's free-willingly open to choose this, that we create a blending of our energies for just a short moment, and we ask those positive sources in those other dimensions to join with our blending. And we bring in stream of light. We're volunteering right now to bring in light into this realm through this huge group energy we're creating. And we're also going to put the intention of peace, of safety, of intervention from the higher forces that can stop negative things from happening on this planet. And then just take a couple of seconds and silence and put whatever your intention is, whether that's for a healing for yourself or for someone close to you. Just remember, this is for the highest good of all concerned. So, We leave a second of silence. Bless you all, and till we meet again.
All right. Thank you, Wynn. Brenda, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, guys. Y'all have a great evening.
Good evening.
God bless.
God bless. All right, folks, thank you very much once again. That was another week went by with Don and Wynn. Up next, we have a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. That's a show you never want to miss, so stick around. It only gets better at PBS Radio.
I love you.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone. And we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.